Here is how a steam engine works in under 2 minutes. The double-acting engine was in use for nearly 150 years and is based on a very simple and elegant concept. When you strip everything down to the basics, all you need to do is move a piston back and forth in a chamber. That's it. To do this, you create a channel connecting each side of the chamber to a supply of steam. Then you supply high-pressure steam, first to one side of the chamber, then the other, forcing the piston to move from one end to the other. A sliding valve controls which side of the piston is connected to the high-pressure steam and connects to the other side to the exhaust. As long as there is a supply of pressurized steam at the inlet, the piston will continue to move back and forth. For most machinery, a rotating shaft is more useful than an oscillating piston. So the piston is connected to a crank and the crank rotates. Each time the piston stops and changes direction, there is a dead zone where the engine produces no power. To overcome this, a flywheel is attached to the shaft. The flywheel's momentum carries the piston past the dead centers so that steam can once again enter the chamber and move the piston through the rest of its power stroke. Finally, a connecting rod links the rotating shaft to the sliding valve, keeping it perfectly synchronized with the piston. As it turns out, the double-acting engine can also run on compressed air. If you have some power tools, you can build one of these engines out of wood from plans available online. If you'd rather build one from a kit, we've developed an inexpensive working engine that you can build with little more than glue and sandpaper. It can be connected to an air compressor, or you can run it on a vacuum cleaner. Click subscribe for more videos on amazing working wooden machines.